Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Ready? Are we rolling?
Yep, we're rolling.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Thursday, October 13th, 2022. Vinny, on the air, we were just talking about the House of the Dragon.
Yeah.
You know the kid who's, spoiler alert, who lost an eye last episode?
Yes.
That guy's 10 years. That guy, they cast a 40-year-old to play him. Like, Brynn, are you caught up on this?
No.
He looks so... He was like a 9-year-old, right? I mean, he was just a little kid. He's even the younger brother. They've recast all those kids in that generation. I guess, I don't know, 6 to 10 years have gone by. But they cast, I swear to God, the kid that plays the guy with no eye, he looks 40. I'm like, okay, he looks older than Damon. That doesn't seem right.
I don't know why they're doing it this way. I'll assume that they
But you were saying they're rushing it. Like,
they
why?
Have good reason for that, but I was just settling into the first group of people, and now you're telling me they're on a third group?
Yep, third group of people.
Yeah, it's not good.
I wonder too, my mom was saying that she also doesn't like how they're changing the characters all the time. I wonder if that's a fair, like, I'm sticking with it because I know where this story kind of goes. But I wonder if people are like, what am I even watching? Like, who is this? If you had missed a couple episodes or you jump back in later, you'd be like, I'm sorry, what just happened? Who are these people now? So anyway, House of the Dragon. I wish it well, but
it's trying to shake me off. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, it seems that way. Well, I'll be interested to see what you think.
Okay.
I guess we're going to move on to the story of the younger kids. And they'll all be recast as older people.
I don't know. When you start seeing them move along at this clip, it starts to make me think, like, okay, so there's no story here? Like, if you didn't need to set that up, then why didn't we just start at the older days?
Right. Like, where's the big things that are happening? But I guess they're going to try and do the whole 200.
Besides the setup with the dragons... The only huge thing that happened was that dude going and getting the crabs guy.
Yeah.
That was huge. That was like a big moment on the show. And you kind of go, oh, he's gnarly. Like, losing your dick power makes you mad. Really mad. Like, he's crazy. Yeah. What the? Who does that?
People
right?
who've lost their dick power, obviously.
Clearly.
Vincent.
Yeah, I mean.
Well said.
Makes you kill the crabs with your sword.
Forget about big dick energy. This guy has no dick energy, and he's mad.
And it's a lot.
Yep.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know they are. It's funny because I still like it, but it is interesting to see them try to cram 200 years worth of stuff, I guess, into, I don't know, what are they going to do, 10 seasons? Because they're doing it in giant jumps. We're only 6 episodes in, and it's already 15 years later. It's like, I don't know, it's a little much. Okay, let's talk about cock.
What? Who wants to talk about that?
I wanted to talk about it.
All right.
So I just thought that this is, like, I really like Ed Sheeran. I'm going to start with that. We're not talking about his cock, but he does.
Okay, you brought up cock, though, and now you're bringing up Ed Sheeran. So now I just see fiery red bush around shriveled up
wean. A freckled cock. Yeah, that's what I see, too.
Well, do redheads have freckles on their dicks, too?
Well, one assumes. I don't know.
What do you mean? I've never thought about that. I don't know.
I never have either. Now, but as soon as you described it, I pictured it all freckly.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that. I had a good friend. My good friend Landon, growing up, he was a redhead. And I did see his dick because he was just one of those guys, you know, when you're a kid.
There are the guys who take their wieners out, yeah.
I did it too, so I can't really say much. But anyway, I don't remember it being freckly. Now I'm thinking about Landon's dick, though. Look what you've done. What are you doing?
I told you we were going to talk about cock.
All right.
And you fell right into my trap.
Yep.
Winning. Duh.
Is it?
For me, I guess. You know?
You don't even like dick. You just put up with it in order to keep your husband happy.
Yeah. That is true. So anyway, Ed Sheeran, the guy with the freckly cock, he is... I really like him. Obviously, I like his songs. I loved him in that movie Yesterday where he plays himself. But I think that his sense of humor is really great. Like, even some of his videos, he just sort of doesn't take himself very seriously. And he's just, you know, looking for ways. And he's got all the money in the world now, so he can do whatever he wants. So apparently, his trend is to gift 6-foot marble penis statues to his friends. He's done it to Elton John. Who I think Elton John wanted to put it in his garden, and his husband said, "We have kids. You cannot put a 6'2" cock in the garden."
Like, does it say there what that costs? Because
it doesn't.
Marble is surprisingly expensive.
Well, and a big hunk of it like that, right? So there's got to be a guy who's out there carving these.
I'm going to bet you if we get a number to it, that is over a $20,000 hunk of marble.
And that's just for the hunk of marble. Like, that's not the transport to, like, you know, he's sending this to all his friends in England, you know, like, "Oh, hey, I sent you a cock." And it's a $20,000 cock that costs $20,000 also to ship. Like, he just doesn't care. He's like, it's worth it, whatever the joke is. So...
God, that would be so nice. Oh my God, would that
to have a giant 6-foot cock?
No, no. I'd love to have a giant 6-foot cock. I mean, that'd be great, but not a marble one. I mean, attached to me, like physically part of me. Like, that would be incredible. But yeah, just that kind of money to just be like, "F it. What do we even care?"
Yeah,
like, me and the missus definitely talk about how much harder life is not being filthy rich.
Yeah. Yep. It's like true. Like, they say money doesn't buy happiness, but it fucking pays your bills and takes all that worry away. I don't care what kind of dick you are in your life. Like, if you've got all kinds of money, you're not worried about the same things that other people are worried about.
And I'll tell you, I love my job. I love it.
Yeah.
But I also, there is a reality that her and I both have to work to have the lifestyle we do. Period. Right.
Kids to put through college and weddings to plan.
Well, I lose my job, we'll be fine. Who cares? No, that's not how this works at all. We're absolutely in need of a regular paycheck, period. Right. The idea that Ed Sheeran, look, believe me, I've watched him do shows.
He's amazing.
A talented dude. He deserves all that he's getting, but to imagine that you're like, that's a dream. That's a lottery winning right there.
To have 20 to 50 grand to throw away on just a joke gift. Because then what do you do? Like, okay, now I've just gifted you a 6'2" 2-ton penis. And it's it just got crated under your front lawn, Vin.
And
now
so
what?
Did you, so he gave that to Elton John, who we
He's
know to be gay.
He's given it to a bunch of people. Yeah. So the story actually comes to light again. I remember vaguely him doing this and Elton John saying, you know, I couldn't put that. I can't just have that as a decoration in my garden. My husband said, reminded me that we have children. He gave it one to Sam Smith just recently.
Oh, so this is just for gay guys.
I don't know. Maybe. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, I mean, they're...
How could you not? Both of those guys he's given 6-foot wangs to are gay. If he gave that to me, I would be like, I'm going to ask you to... I don't have any... I mean, actually, the same way Elton John is, I would be like, we can't put that in our yard. What am I supposed to do with that?
Let me see if... they don't list anyone else that he... has given it to. So maybe it's just the two of them, and maybe it is a gay thing. He's just like, oh, you know what they would like is a
I mean
they love cock.
Can you put legs on it and make it a chair? I don't know what
oh,
you how
that's
do you
interesting and that maybe might... you could no that wouldn't work either anyway
climb so it this... and sit on top. It's a high, that's a 6-foot high, that's high.
Right, it's 6
sitting
feet.
On top of the
I
head
wonder...
of a wiener.
If you sink it down a little bit into the ground and then put like a crow's nest and a circular staircase around it, and then
you know
have
what,
like
Ed Sheeran?
A nice place to sit.
You've earned that money and you can do what you want with it. I'm not a fan of people who tell others what they should do with their money, but that is wasteful.
Well, it's also a problem. Like even Elton John, who I'm sure has multiple places that he could store a 6-foot penis, has to now deal with a 6-foot penis.
Right.
2 tons. You can't just, I mean, it's too big to be a coat rack even. So Sam Smith says, it's actually wild. I thought it was a joke, but it's a 6-foot-2 marble penis. He says that he's gonna have to, it's sitting out front apparently, and he's gonna have to get it craned behind his house. And he says he's going to try and... I'm sorry. I think their pronouns are they, them. They want to turn it into a water fountain, which is, of course, exactly what it should be. Even if we can get it at an angle and have it water fountain into a pond.
So you're saying this is Sam Smith, right?
This is Sam Smith.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, Elton John was the first person that he gave it to, but Sam Smith is saying that Ed Sheeran is infamous for this, that he gifts people this problem. This is his idea of a
oh,
joke.
Of a gag.
Of a,
okay.
Well, it sounds like it. Maybe he got, maybe he bought a dozen of them and he has, it's like a deal, you know, he got a good deal on them. So.
A dozen 2-ton cocks.
Yeah. That's all something right. to picture, isn't it? Keep those in your garage, I guess.
I like mine. I don't see others.
Elton John says, it's a beautifully made penis. What can I tell you? What do you buy the man who has everything? A huge marble penis. So
I mean,
like
do they vein the thing or is
I,
it
I don't
smooth?
Know.
Do you
I
have
don't
a picture
see, I don't
of
have
it?
A, no, and we looked for a picture of it too.
Yeah, there's no pictures.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, We hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There has to be a picture somewhere. I mean, how do you hide that thing?
I went through Sam Smith's Instagram and it's not there. And
no, huh?
Hard to believe that he didn't. That'd be the first thing I'd do is put that on Instagram. Maybe it got taken down. Put it on Twitter. Twitter doesn't care.
You know what? I don't really know. I've joked about that it would be nice to be a gay guy because I'd be able to bone a lot more and there'd be a lot less, you know.
And everyone would be into it too.
Energy put into the, you know, the up, the the lead up and the aftermath, you know, I'd just, it'd be a much easier transaction, I guess you could say. So I see that, but I also probably bet that there are gay guys that are like, yes, I love cock. Yes, I'm gay, but do I need a cock statue? No. You know, I mean, the equivalent would be a female anatomy statue. And for me, I guess I would go, yeah, I'll take that. There isn't a more beautiful thing than the female form. I'll take that statue.
I feel like you could make that into like seating.
But then again, if it's just the twat, I don't know that that's useful when you've got kids.
If you had the penis and the twat, the fountain could go.
Oh, fun.
That'd be fun, right?
I don't know if it would. I don't know what to say.
I don't either. Anyway.
So you're like peeing in the vagina, though?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like that, right? So that's for Jim Norton, ideal. Then. That'll be a Jim Norton gift.
You know what? I have watched videos of, I sometimes watch for my own inspiration, I'll watch a woman by herself.
Yeah.
Like I'll actually look up in the search bar.
Yep.
woman
yep.
solo. And I'll just watch a lady be by herself. And a lot of times those videos do end up with a lady peeing. Surprisingly, and that's not, I cannot, it's not that I don't like, I
is it yes. Are they saying she's squirting?
No, peeing. Like she actually just, she's with herself, and then there's a point where she just pulls it apart and whizzes. And I'm not grossed out by it by any means, but I'm not turned on by it either.
Right there on
I don't
the bed,
ever say that again?
Right there on the bed or like?
No, they'll be like in a bathroom in the shower. And I'll be watching them do, you know, themselves and, you know, soap up and clean. Yeah. And then they just pull it apart and whiz. And it's fine. I'm not saying there's no added improvement to the video for that for me. Like I wish I'd have seen that that's where we were headed and I would have chosen another, you know?
So it's a surprise every time. It's not in the caption.
Yeah, I don't expect that.
She
I'm not
does
looking
whiz
for
halfway
that.
Through that kind
but
of thing.
But there is the whizzing, and I'll just be like, well, all right. Well, as soon as you're done, I'll get back to it.
Whizzing in the shower is fun, though. It's like a, you know, it's practice. Remember when those cups came out? I can't even, it's like shiwis.
The shiwi. Yeah.
Where you'd put that in, and then you could pee standing up. And
you did you
know,
it.
I did. I tried it. It to me, it was just like now I'm holding a thing that has pee all over it, like it was problematic at best. I mean, like I guess I have to put that down and wipe, and then take it with me. I don't know. It just was too much for me. But in the shower, like I know girls who have said you just have to pee standing up, and you cock your hips forward, you pull everything apart, and you whiz outward. Right. It points. It'll go away from you. And then you don't have to do the squat and all that stuff. But then I'm thinking, well, then there's the dribble. You know, it doesn't just like shoot out and then shoot away. It comes down the stream.
Right.
And so I practice sometimes in the shower. I'll be like, I'm going to do it like that. Oh. I got to practice, you know, making it. But it always, it's also hard to tell in the shower, like when it's your pee or when it's water, like just streaming down you, I guess.
You're never going to use that.
I really feel like I'm not. I know. I'll pop a squat. Exactly. Or lean against a tree. You can do that too. If you can get your legs wide enough apart. I just don't want anything on my clothes.
I just don't understand the sexual nature of it. I wish I did. And I, proof to that was the time that Jim Norton, as you referenced earlier, mentioned that he likes golden showers. And I was like, oh, man, it gets everywhere. And he's like, I don't spill. And so for him, it was about drinking that. And I didn't get, I had no idea. Yeah, I thought it was more about.
I did
about,
not know people were doing that.
Someone peeing on you.
Like, oh my God, oh splash. Oh.
Well, and I, you know what? Honestly, I've never thought that that would be something I'd want to try. But if, let's say, a person's wife said, yeah, you know what I really want to do? I want to pee on you. I would, I guess my response would be, we're going to have sex, right?
Like, that's part of this, right?
Like,
this
you're whole... gonna you'll do that to me, but then after that we're boning because I'll let you do that. I'm down. Go ahead.
As if long that's as what I get laid. For my prize.
That's I yes. just want to get laid, and if that's the you got it. Where you
what
want
if they
me.
Said, I want you to drink the lemonade?
We're talking about my wife now and me?
Yeah, you and your wife.
I'm getting laid at the end of it though?
Yep. But you've got a pee taste in your mouth.
Do I got to drink it or can yep. it just,
no,
I can spill.
It.
No, let me spill.
Well, you got to swallow some.
No, you,
it's got to go in your mouth.
Hold
you're right.
on a minute.
You're right.
Okay.
No, it's fine. You got to just have to go in your mouth.
Do you swallow some?
No, fuck that.
Right.
This isn't about me. I'm not asking me.
I'm just saying that's there's the debate, though. If we're going to talk about the parameters of what's about to happen, sure, you could do it in my mouth, but I'm not going to swallow it. And you better put out right after that.
Yeah, the asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go nuts.
By the way, the references, I don't even get to half of them. I wish I could. I don't even get to half the references of Alex and his anal. Let me see if I can find a couple of those.
Oh, my God. So, boy, same question to you. If your wife was like, it would do something for me if I could pee on you and or pee in your mouth.
Yeah, most of the things, like, if she's really into it and for some reason, I don't know, she gets off by that, I'd consider it, and I definitely don't want to drink pee. I don't know if that's healthy. or
I hear
like,
pee's sterile, that you can't, doesn't yeah, hurt you. You can drink your own pee if you're in the desert. You should not.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt you. It doesn't
you
have any
that.
Of the vitamins that you would want from a regular glass of water because it's already been filtered. It's the waste, but I think
it's like, not going to hurt you. Yeah.
Bear Grylls was like, you might have to do this in order to stay alive.
Yeah, you might have got to. You might have to drink that.
I'd give it a shot. I don't know if I'd want. I wouldn't want to drink it. We'd have to get to that point. The first part would be the peeing part, like getting to that point, and then. But I'd consider
like
it as
first
well.
Pee on me.
Yeah,
and maybe if like maybe I'll taste a little bit.
Yeah,
then
let's
we'll
see how it goes from
about.
There. Yeah, maybe yeah. I don't know. What if it turns me on or something? You know, I don't know. Who knows?
Oh boy,
know.
Then you're like
you
a pee, then you're a pee guy.
Maybe I mean I haven't tried. I don't think I am, but you never know. I guess right.
Well, maybe someone out there in our listening audience would like to share their own experiences with this and how they got tricked into it, and how if they liked it or not. And if it's continued to, was it a turn on and did it continue to happen? And is that, were you like, no, I'm not fucking peeing it on you or, and I'm not gonna, you can't pee on me.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting,
We hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I mean, people have it's waste, and people have very visceral reactions to it. But then, you know, you guys are all into the butthole stuff, and I just can't understand it.
Most guys are.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean? What don't you get about it?
I don't get why you would want the pooper.
That's okay. First of all, that's only a pooper in your private moments. That has nothing to do with its uses or its visual stimulation for me all the rest of the hours of the day.
No, right. Sure. Right. You're into it.
I'm not
trying to argue it with you. I'm saying, you know, I don't understand that, but you guys are fully into the asshole. So, yeah. You know, that's, I'd be interested to hear from someone
who's fully into the other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's the vagina's next door neighbor, right?
Oh, I'm well aware of.
Okay, I just want to make sure
anatomically where everything's located. Yeah. I'm also well aware of what everything's function is, and that's a shithole. So,
I'm just saying, one minute a day,
it's that, and you don't the rest know how of the minutes takes. Of the day, it's a total turn on.
Still, like there's a fraction like of time.
Your mouth is a barf hole. Like you're not always barfing.
Oh,
you
know?
It's not like saying that. It's not like saying that at all. Jesus, what do you barf every day?
Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
Does your mouth make barf?
That was like poetry.
Oh, God. He just jumped in the air and kicked you in the face.
He missed. He only grazed my top of my head. He's so high.
Man, that was good.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Not a barf hole all the time. What a sick burn. Too.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And other stuff.
All right. I'm sorry I brought it up. Okay, let's. We're done here for the day.
And, here's one of Aho's jokes. 415 goes, Aho's, this is about the 911 that your phone will make if your iPhone is on a roller coaster. This goes, 415 goes, Aho's phone will call 911 with all the rear end collisions at his house.
That's a good one.
They're endless. I can't find them all right.
I can't own an iPhone. That's why I don't own an iPhone. That's why I go Android. Yeah, we don't want
that's
any.
That's right.
Yeah.
You are the green
You're
person.
You're the guy who turns our message
yeah,
green.
Yeah, the green person. And oh, one more you. Excuse why I probably right. shouldn't get an iPhone. Yeah.
Because of the rear end collision. You're right. That is an accident. All right. We're going to go ahead and see you tomorrow. Thank you. Send your emails to Bryn, BRYN, @RadioAlice.com.
The end.